I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Now, let's join ourselves together in song with hymn number 315.
Speak gently, it is better far to rule by love, not fear. Speak gently, let no harsh word harm the good we may do here.
Welcome to this healing meeting again at prayerfulgathering.com. And the topic of today's healing message is God-governed communication. We've just sung hymn number 315. The remaining hymns are 128 and 230. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. Also, there will be one citation read from her book, No and Yes. So I shall start with the Bible, James and Isaiah. The tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably. Now from Deuteronomy and Psalms. Give ear, O ye heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth. My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew. As the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken, and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. I am God, even thy God. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. And from Hebrews and Ephesians. Let your conversation be without covetousness, but to do good and to communicate forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers, that henceforth we be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things which is the head, even Christ. If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. The Gospel of St. Mark. And Jesus went out and his disciples into the towns of Caesarea Philippi. And by the way, he asked his disciples, saying unto them, Whom do men say that I am? And they answered, John the Baptist, but some say Elias, and others one of the prophets. And he saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Peter answereth and said unto him, Thou art the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected of the elders, and of the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech, and they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. St. John. Then Jesus saith unto them, The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Then said some of them of Jerusalem, Is this not he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. Many of the people, therefore, when they heard this saying, said, Of a truth this is the prophet. Others said, This is the Christ. And some of them would have taken him, but no man laid hands on him. Then came the officers to the chief priests and Pharisees, and they said unto them, Why have ye not brought him? The officers answered, Never man spake like this man. St. Matthew and 1 Peter. Let your communication be, Yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. And now from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, along with one citation from No and Yes, all by Mary Baker Eddy. The Master forbore not to speak the whole truth, declaring precisely what would destroy sickness, sin, and death, although his teaching set households at variance and brought to material beliefs not peace but a sword. It is believed by many that a certain magistrate who lived in the time of Jesus left this record, His rebuke is fearful. The strong language of our Master confirms this description. The only civil sentence which he had for error was, Get thee behind me, Satan. Of a sick woman, he said that Satan had bound her, And to Peter he said, Thou art an offense unto me. He said of the fruitless tree, It is hewn down. Like the great exemplar, the healer should speak to disease as one having authority over it, leaving soul to master the false evidences of the corporeal senses and to assert its claims over mortality and disease. Plead with an honest conviction of truth and a clear perception of the unchanging, unerring, and certain effect of divine science. By the truthful arguments you employ, and especially by the spirit of truth and love which you entertain, you will heal the sick. Cast out all manner of evil. Speak the truth to every form of error. Jesus acted boldly against the accredited evidence of the senses, against Pharisaical creeds and practices, and he refuted all opponents with his healing power. The question then, as now, was, how did Jesus heal the sick? His answer to this question the world rejected. He appealed to his students, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? That is, who or what is it that is thus identified with casting out evils and healing the sick? They replied, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. These prophets were considered dead. And this reply may indicate that some of the people believed that Jesus was a medium, controlled by the spirit of John or of Elias. So-called spirits are but corporeal communicators. The sensual cannot be made the mouthpiece of the spiritual, nor can the finite become the channel of the infinite. There is no communication between so-called material existence and spiritual life which is not subject to death. Yearning to be understood, the Master repeated, But whom say ye that I am? This renewed inquiry meant, Who or what is it that is able to do the work so mysterious to the popular mind? In his rejection of the answer already given, and his renewal of the question, it is plain that Jesus completely eschewed the narrow opinion implied in their citation of the common report about him. With his usual impetuosity, Simon replied for his brethren, and his reply set forth a great fact, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. That is, the Messiah is what thou hast declared, Christ, the Spirit of God, of truth, life, and love, which heals mentally. This assertion elicited from Jesus the benediction, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven, that is, love, hath shown thee the way of life. Before this, the impetuous disciple had been called only by his common names, Simon Bar-Jonah, or son of Jonah, but now the Master gave him a spiritual name in these words, And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, And upon this rock, the meaning of the Greek word petros, or stone, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, Hades, the underworld, or the grave, shall not prevail against it. In other words, Jesus purposed founding his society not on the personal Peter as a mortal, but on the God power which lay behind Peter's confession of the true Messiah. The divine principle of man speaks through immortal sense, not personal intercommunion, but divine law is the communicator of truth, health, and harmony to earth and humanity. The great teacher knew both cause and effect, knew that truth communicates itself, but never imparts error. He at last paid no homage to forms of doctrine or to theories of man, but acted and spake as he was moved not by spirits, but by spirit. Sound is a mental impression made on mortal belief. Divine science reveals sound as communicated through the senses of soul, through spiritual understanding. If we would open their prison doors for the sick, we must first learn to bind up the brokenhearted. If we would heal by the Spirit, we must not hide the talent of spiritual healing under the napkin of its form, nor bury the morale of Christian Science in the grave clothes of its letter. The tender word and Christian encouragement of an invalid, pitiful patience with his fears and the removal of them, are better than hecatombs of gushing theories, stereotype-borrowed speeches, and the doling of arguments, which are so many parodies on legitimate Christian Science, aflame with divine love. We should endeavor to be long-suffering, faithful, and charitable with all. To this small effort, let us add one more privilege, namely, silence whenever it can substitute censure. Avoid voicing error, but utter the truth of God and the beauty of holiness, the joy of love and the peace of God that passeth all understanding, recommending to all men fellowship in the bonds of Christ. Advise students to rebuke each other always in love, as I have rebuked them. Having discharged this duty, counsel each other to work out his own salvation without fear or doubt, knowing that God will make the wrath of man to praise him, and that the remainder thereof he will restrain. We can rejoice that every germ of goodness will at last struggle into freedom and greatness, and every sin will so punish itself that it will bow down to the commandments of Christ, truth, and love. The intercommunication is always from God to his idea, man.